Well, really, last year. Last year, based on some injuries and based on our rotation, both of those guys got an opportunity to play. And each of them showed that they have abilities. They're a little bit different. Justin is probably a little bit more of a free safety. Will's a little bit more of a strong safety. But we like to have that versatility, and both of those guys fit in well with what we like to do on defense.
So are they together kind of replacing TJ? Can't really replace a guy like TJ, but how are they working in tandem?
Yeah, they each have their own position. Right now, Justin is really viewed as our starting free safety, and Will is really our starting dime. That's how we'll start. But again, as we play different teams, if we want to create different matchups, we have the flexibility to play those guys at either position.
Did you also see Darian capable of playing the box, which is what TJ had become really the last year?
Yes, and that's what we did last year. You know, last year we flipped them around. And sometimes we let those guys handle on the field. Sometimes we had a specific game plan if we wanted TJ in the box or Stu in the box. So he's done it, and it should be an easy transition for him if we need him to do it.
You've been a position coach and in that position, but is TJ's departure something you had to deal with the defense?
All those guys understand. The NFL is a business. There's only a certain amount of years that you're going to play. TJ brought a lot to this defense. You know, when I got here, that's how it all started. He was a great competitor. He brought a lot of energy, a lot of attitude to the defense. But we have those young guys here. It's their opportunity to step up, and those guys understand it.
How much has Justin grown to be ready for that starting shot now?
He's grown. Once again, he played last year. So he's been through it. He's been in the bright lights. He's played in big games. He's played against other elite players in the league. So it's something that he's used to. I think the big transition for him when he got back this year was that he felt like he was a guy. He didn't feel like he was a rookie anymore. He's done a great job. He did a great job the whole offseason. He did a great job in training camp. We just need to make sure that shows up on game day.
Is Jamal Carter carving himself a little bit of a role?
Say that one more time.
Carter, is he carving himself a role?
Yeah, he plays a lot of energy. I mean, he's very similar to TJ. He plays with his hair on fire. From the first preseason game, it never bothered him. I mean, he was just shooting his gun. Now, sometimes he wasn't always going in the right spot, but the thing is, he played fast. So with him, it's just to continue to develop him, get him the game experience. But I think he's going to be a tremendous player for us.
When did Shelby Harris first jump out to you?
I knew about Shelby when I was at Oakland because he was there for us. The one thing with Shelby is he always had natural pass rushing skills. The thing that we saw him grow into this year is being more of a player on first and second down in terms of being able to hold up against the run, get off blocks. This whole offseason, especially the preseason, has been great for him. He's shown that he can make plays on game day.
Do you have to monitor Shaq's snap count at all, or is he essentially as a best?
Yeah. We're aware of it. It's just one of those situations where, hey, let us know if you need a break.
What kind of challenge is it going up against two quality tight ends like Gates and Hunter Henry?
That's the NFL. I mean, week in and week out, there's no breaks, whether it's the tight ends or whether it's the receivers. But we feel like we have safeties that are capable of covering both of those guys. We're aware of what Gates brings to the table. The same thing with Henry. We're going to have our hands full, but I feel like we can get the job done.
Joe, how much has Mike been a resource for you this week, maybe more than normally relying on offense for him because he knows
yeah.
the personnel so
well? He's been a great resource. Really, he talked to us about the personnel, just in terms of the strengths and weaknesses of each player from the offensive line to the receivers to the backs to Phillip Rivers. Also, from a scheme standpoint, that's what we practice against. That's what I've told the guys. I said, guys, we've been practicing against this offense since the offseason. So even though you guys may not know it or feel it, but the muscle memory is going to kick in. It's the same route concepts. And we know there will be some different things that they do, obviously, but, he's helped us in that way in terms of what the personnel and what they do offensively.
How are Derek Wolfe and Jared Crick coming along this week?
They're coming along good. Wolfe, he was out there the last couple of days. We kind of slowly worked him back. In terms of getting them reps. He was a 9-on-7 today with full pads. He handled it well, came out of it. He feels great. Crick right now, he's day-to-day. So we're going to continue to evaluate him throughout the week.
Is that the same for Zach Kerr?
The same for Zach Kerr.
Who's your backup nose tackle if Kerr's not able to go?
Yeah, well, right now we just have to make a decision. Again, it's a part of the evaluation process for the next couple days. We may have to make some moves, but we'll see.
Anything else?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
You guys are welcome.